Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, it's Bubba. Let me tell you something. My go-to gift when I can't figure out what to buy for somebody is a unbelievable kick-ass package from Omaha Steaks. From the meat to the dessert and everything in between, Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new homemade texture for the juiciest home-style burger that you've ever tasted. Their Pure Ground Burgers are made from single cuts of real-aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for only $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Bubba at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You're going to get four of each Pure Ground Burger plus a sample of all the steak on the bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Use promo code Bubba at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required. Again, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Bubba at checkout.
What's up, Rogan?
What's up? What's up? Now we're on real radio.
That's right.
Yeah, now we're on where you can be yourself, my friend.
What the fuck? Thank God. Take off the shackles.
You know, it's like, you know, you almost really can't do a good interview with Joe if you can't be, you know, explicit. Because, I mean, that's what Joe's all about. He's a guy's guy. He speaks like we do.
Go to his comedy show.
He likes to get high. He likes to float in flotation devices. He feels bad for whores when he goes to for the strip clubs and says, I feel bad for these ladies.
I feel worse now that I have a baby myself.
You get real weirded out. You just had a baby about 9 months ago, did you not? Boy or girl?
Girl.
Oh, it even makes it worse.
Way worse. I can't go to strip clubs. I'm like, I don't want to see no bad parenting. I don't want to go and see all these mistakes, these failures. Is abandoned fathers.
But see, it may be a little bit different had you had a guy. You'd be like,
come on, boy.
I know it's your job to keep track of all this shit, but like, I don't know how you do it. I mean, there's so many fights and there's so much shit going on and there's always so many changes within the UFC. It's like,
I just do it because I honestly don't ever sit down and go, hey, I got to do some research for my job. I'm just a big fan.
You just know it. Yeah.
I don't follow any other sports. I didn't even know who played in the Super Bowl. If you ask me right now, I wouldn't even know.
You don't know who played in the Super Bowl?
No, I don't know. I don't know who won the World Series. I couldn't name five baseball players. I can't.
Joe was chilling out in the flotation tank while the Super Bowl was going on, man.
I find them boring. I'm like, I don't want anything that. But you know, I watch professional pool, so I'm a retard. My girlfriend gets mad because I use up all the TiVo. She's like, you got 40 pool matches.
Next thing you know, you're going to see Goldberg on there commentating on professional pool.
I did commentary on professional pool once.
Henry from New Jersey, you're on with Joe Rogan. Man, the calls are great with Joe Rogan here. Go ahead, Henry.
I just wanted to ask Joe about his experiences with DMT. Which form you use, whether the chemical or from the frog?
The stuff that comes from the frog, most of the stuff comes from the frog is the 5-MeO. But no, everything I got is the chemical.
What are we talking about here?
DMT is the most powerful psychedelic drug known to man.
Look at Brent. He's riveted.
Where can I get some?
Well, it's produced by your own brain, and it also exists in thousands of different plants. And it's a really weird drug because it's everywhere.
It's called DMT.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Your body makes it naturally.
Yeah, your lungs, your liver.
So how do we extract
your brain
it?
Brain makes
some.
It.
Can we kill
well, them? You know, this the problem is it's really really illegal. It's
but if your body
your
makes
brain,
it, how
exactly.
can it be illegal?
Because Terrence McKenna had a great line about it. He said everybody's holding.
The government doesn't want you to be exposed to anything that makes you think or anything like that.
Well, it's much more than making you think. It's the same chemical that your brain produces when you're in heavy REM sleep. And And they believe your brain produces it in mass quantities when you die. So it literally is like a portal to the afterlife. And when you smoke this stuff,
and
you
Joe's
are
deep.
Transported into another fucking dimension.
And, really?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't use those words lightly. I'm not saying like,
yeah, you're not
like
a rookie
you
here.
Think like, you know, like, wow, I'm seeing pretty lights, man. Maybe I'm in another dimension. No, you're in another fucking dimension where you're communicating with these complex geometric patterns that are made out of love and understanding. And they see right through you, and they explain to you the nature of life and the nature of matter and the nature of positive energy and negative energy, and that you're just a part of some gigantic infinite cycle that will go on forever. And the only thing that keeps you thinking that this life or that anything you do in this life is important is your ego, and that's just because of your biology.
If you came in here and you smelled like a hippie and looked like a hippie, I would call bullshit on you, but you actually know what you're talking about. And it,
well,
like, I really
that's absolutely
I, I've
true.
Read yeah. a lot of shit about it. Most of the stuff I've read about is Terrence McKenna's work, and even more from Dr. Rick Strassman. He's a doctor who did a bunch of clinical trials out of the University of New Mexico.
So how do I get my hands on some?
Well, that's where it's hard, man. You got to find a good chemist or get on YouTube or get on the internet and Google it. There's a lot of online
like
tutorials. Well, the thing
shit?
Is about this stuff is that it's everywhere. You can get the Phalaris grass has it in it. There's like a bunch of different plants you can buy online that are totally legal that have abundant supplies of DMT in them. You know, there's a lot of different plants that make DMT.
It's what your body releases when you dream, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm an atheist, but I've always been fascinated by DMT because I think the only thing that I can perceive that has anything to do other than this world is dreams. Mm-hmm. There's something to dreams.
There's something weird in the fact that everyone's afraid to die, but no one's afraid to go to sleep. Everyone is afraid to shut off for the big sleep, but everyone looks forward to shutting off every night.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're gone, and we don't know what that is.
Exactly.
But what we do know is that it's very similar. Dreams are very similar to DMT experiences, in that when you have a DMT experience, right after you have it, you're like, holy shit, this is the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. You're like, nothing's going to be the same again. And then 30 seconds later, you're like, what was I even talking about?
Now, when's the last time?
It's just like a dream. You know,
when's the last time you did
dream?
That? When's the last time you did a really good DMT deal?
I haven't done it in about 2 years.
Oh, you haven't?
No,
do you miss it?
Well, no, it's one of those things, man, where if you do it too much, it will fuck you up. For real. Not just fuck you up, like, it doesn't fuck you up mentally, but it fucks you up psychologically.
Now, you smoke it?
The world becomes too slippery. Yeah, you smoke it.
You smoke it.
When you have this experience, and you go to whatever the fuck you're going to, and you communicate with, you're communicating with something that I'm using all these words, you know, like, you know, the patterns made out of love and understanding, but that's mostly just nonsense. What you're experiencing, there's no words for, because you can't believe that it's real. You wouldn't possibly be able to imagine this. And like one of the things that McKenna said about DMT is the only thing that you have to worry about is death by astonishment. And that really is what it's like. It's like it's so fucking mind-blowing.
Now, how would you compare DMT to your float machine?
Well, it's definitely very different. The float machine, the beautiful thing about sensory deprivation tanks is that it's all controllable. Like, say if you freak out, you're on a mushroom trip and you're only an hour in, you're fucked. You know, you got 5 more hours, buddy. You know, good luck. You know, keep it together. Try not to have a heart attack. But if you freak out in the isolation tank, all you have to do is just get up and leave. It's instant sobriety. You can become, you know, instantly right back to baseline.
No, I just got an email, Brent, from Blitz. It said DXM DMT and 5-MeO DIPT used to be sold years ago, a pure form on eBay. Is that true?
Yeah, you could buy it and from chemical companies. There was a bunch of different companies online, especially 5-methoxy dimethyltryptamine, which is actually more potent than the NN dimethyltryptamine that gives you the visions. There's a bunch of different. There's psychedelic drugs that are still legal.
Brent, how did you not know about this shit?
That will fuck you up, man. How about salvia divinorum?
Oh, I love salvia.
We used to do that on the air.
They just made it illegal.
Yeah, they made it here.
They made it illegal.
Florida.
There's another drug out there.
But there's no reason to make it illegal. Why don't they fucking make cigarettes illegal?
It's the root of the sage plant. How can that be
illegal?
About
cash.
The government gets their VIG. That's why cigarettes are not illegal.
How can that be illegal, Joe? It's the root of sage. How can it be illegal, buddy?
It grows in the ground.
Parsley, sage, rosemary.
Spice gold is another one that's out on the market. That's
what is that?
Spice gold. It's very similar to weed, except it's more expensive, and
really?
It does the same gig, but it's legal
gold?
In some places. Yeah, I'm trying to get my hands on some.
Yeah. We need to get some, we need to get some of this DMT stuff that you
speak
of.
The problem is it's a Schedule One substance. You know,
I have instructions on how to make it.
In this country, there's Schedule Two is cocaine, meth, heroin, like some of the most horrible drugs.
And pot is Schedule One.
Pot is Schedule One. Mushrooms, Schedule One. LSD, Schedule One.
Now, Joe, let's talk
about this. That's never killed anybody, Schedule One.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this float machine that you speak of.
Bubba, let's talk about it.
By the way, you can go to JoeRogan.net. And that's his website.
I feel like Joe needs like a lab coat or something.
Well, you know what? I got a lot of free time, and I'm into weird shit. You know?
Fighting and smoking shit.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, but you know what? I'm the bridge between the meatheads and the potheads.
How did you find out about this machine, Joe?
Well, the isolation tank, the first time I found out about it was from the movie Altered State.
See, I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, my friend wanted to buy one, so I know Joe was into it. So I was,
Altered States was
huge.
What it was based on was based on like a little bit of like John Lilly and a little bit of Terrence McKenna. And what it's really about is John Lilly was the guy who invented the tank, and he's this crazy psychedelic pioneer who used to take acid and communicate with dolphins. And one of the things he discovered when he was on acid, he was trying to figure out a way to remove all of the sensory input from the brain's function, like remove sight and sound and feeling and touch and social cues and distance. And what he figured out a way to do is he created this tank where you fill it up with water, and the water is heated to the same temperature as the surface of your skin, so it's 93.5 degrees, and then there's 800 pounds of salt in the water, so you're incredibly buoyant. And what you do is you line this tank, and because of the fact you're floating in it and it's the same temperature as your skin, you don't really feel anything. It feels like you're weightless. It feels like you're flying. So then you pull the lid down on the case, and you're in total silence, total darkness. Your ears are underwater. You don't see anything. It's pitch black, and in the absence of any sensory input, your brain it becomes supercharged. It's like your brain has you're untethered from your body, and you start to go inward. And the first 20 minutes or so is almost like a seminar on your life. You start being really self-analytical. You start breaking down your personality and things you don't like about your life, and things you do like, and you know, and things that felt good, and things that feel bad, and things that you need to correct, and trying to get yourself on a more positive path. And then as that goes on and on and on, as you go through all the bullshit in your brain, it's like psychic clearing. Like you clear it out, and then everybody good, okay. Now, then you start to hallucinate, and then you start to have these crazy visions where it feels
like... Does it ever freak you out when you want to get out?
Yeah, sometimes it gets heavy.
You know, how about a guy like me that, you know, I've never smoked pot, and I ain't done a lot of that shit, and I fucking get into one of these little tanks, is it going to freak me
out? You've never smoked pot?
I've eaten pot a few times. Look at me.
The eating pot is more scary.
Yeah, believe
when
me.
You eat it... I fed him a brownie one
here's
night.
Here's something people don't know. You guys heard that clip where the cop got the brownies.
Yeah.
And freaked
out.
Yeah.
I think
I'm dead. This is why it freaks you out. It's a totally different reaction in your body.
Believe me, I freaked out.
When you eat marijuana, it goes through your liver and it produces a chemical called 11-hydroxymetabolite, which is a totally different psychoactive substance that you don't get. Like your body produces 11-hydroxymetabolite when you smoke it, but it's a different. It doesn't have the same psychoactive effect.
People need to get hold of this shit.
Yeah. No, well, none of them good, but all of them misunderstood. It was made illegal because of economic reasons.
Exactly.
It was made illegal back when they figured out a machine called a decorticator that made it efficient to process hemp fiber. See, you know, what people don't realize is they didn't even have a cotton gin. It's like, what was it, like the 1800s? You know, for all those years before that when they made clothes, they used hemp.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile T-Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And the reason why hemp became economically impractical was because slavery became illegal. And when slavery became illegal, cotton was more in favor at the time. And then in 1933, or it's 33 or 35, they came up with this machine called the decorticator. And what the decorticator was, it was a machine to process hemp fiber. And William Randolph Hearst, who had Hearst Publications and had paper mills, he wanted to stop this hemp paper movement.
He was a complete dick.
Exactly. He was a total psycho. He was crazy. I mean, that's where, you know, Citizen Kane and all that shit came from. You know, and what William Randolph Hearst and Harry Anslinger conspired to do was put out these stories about this plant called marijuana. And what marijuana was, that's not even a word for cannabis. Marijuana is a word for a wild Mexican tobacco, completely unrelated to cannabis. And he came up with this marijuana. There's a new drug that's causing blacks and Mexicans to rape white women.
Yep.
So Congress quickly passed, we got to stop this drug.
Marijuana.
And they didn't even know that they were outlawing hemp. And then once they realized they were outlawing hemp, then it became a fucking clusterfuck.
Well, it started with the Stamp Act, right, in 37.
Yes.
But doesn't that sound very Bush-like? It's like, there's this new drug. It's called, you know, marijuana. It's causing Mexicans and black people to rape white women.
That's a pretty good Bush impression.
And we and people fall right for it.
Well, do you remember when Reagan said it was one of the most dangerous drugs known to man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's in, that's in that Manson song about pot.
I liked Reagan, but not really.
No, no.
Man. Joe, eating fucking jelly beans.
A smarter Bush.
Yeah. Joe is up to fucking speed on this.
I feel
shit,
like I'm in school
not?
Right now.
Dude,
like,
I told you,
like
free time, really a lot of professor. Free time, and I'm a fucking idiot.
Manson's,
you know?
Like, man, I love this guy.
I do. Well, in the documentary that he was in, the American Drug War, I was like really happy to see somebody of note on there to say marijuana is not bad.
I got Jimmy from New York. Jimmy, go ahead.
Hey, I got to eat with you, Bubba.
All right.
You keep saying, and I've heard Spice say it a couple times, about how you're grateful for the radio job and how Marconi, you know, created this whole thing. You know, Marconi didn't invent the radio.
Here comes Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
Who invented the radio?
There you have it. June 1943, they revoked his patents and gave the credit to Nikola Tesla a year after he was dead.
All right, buddy.
I mean, who is a badder motherfucker than Nikola Tesla? That guy created, like, so many different things, invented so many different things. He was completely insane.
Tesla. I'll take you to the next fucking level. Joe Rogan's going to tell you all about him. Go ahead.
That guy destroyed his sexuality because it became a distraction.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly
God,
what I mean.
God, Joe Rogan might
what
be
destroyed his sexuality.
Hold on, let me tell you something. I got this guy all wrong. I got this guy all wrong. This guy is a fucking walking encyclopedia.
He smashed his nuts?
Well, again, free time, and
damn.
I'm a retard, and I smoke a lot of weed. I'm interested in weird shit.
Manson's smitten over you, I think.
Nikola Tesla was a fascinating dude.
His balls?
Died broke, and the government came in immediately, stormed his apartment right after he died, took everything. You know, he invented so many different things, alternating current. He also invented a way to transmit electricity wirelessly through the air. And Westinghouse found out about it. And when Westinghouse found out about it, they closed down his experiments.
I mean we live the way we do today because of Nikola Tesla. And nobody knows it.
Yeah.
Well, nobody even knows how crazy that guy was.
You know what? I'm stupid.
Hey, man, that's an 80s hairband, Tesla.
Yeah. Well, they were fans, believe it or not, even though their music sucked. He was a really fascinating dude. He said he got all of his information from aliens. He said everything that all his theories and ideas, they all came to from an alien transmission.
Now, let me ask you this. Because you're so fucking deep. I mean, you're deep. Joe, you're deep.
Well, and, you know, I mean, what does that even mean? You know,
I don't know, but I'm just saying, you know, you got some great shit.
What I'm interested in.
You got some great shit. You bring up aliens. What do you think about that? I mean, is that stupid?
I think if there are aliens, I believe that Earth is the Tijuana of outer space. That's what I think. I think they only come down here when they're fucked up and they want to see a show. That's actually a joke in my act. I have to qualify that.
So we're like the... I feel like a cheesy joke guy. The Earth is like the donkey bar for the galaxy.
Yeah, man. They only come here at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why do they come here in the middle of the night? They're never here at 9 a.m. Monday morning.
Because they're fucked up and they want to see how the assholes live.
Exactly. They're fucked up. It's 3 in the morning. They're in their planet. They're like, let's go see some monkeys. Come on, let's get fucked up and go to Earth. Let's do this.
Is that part of your act there, Joe?
Yeah.
Nope. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, his comedy's great. And, like, I've seen...
Spice, I can't even tell you the last time we had a guy that was pimping the improv that said, don't even fucking worry about it.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
I just wanted to come in. I am a fan of the show. I listen to your show all the time. And I told you I recited that story about the guy who was... I pulled over. I was late 15 minutes for a fucking meeting because I pulled over and I was listening to the story. I couldn't let it go. There was a guy who his buddy was banging his wife and he caught him and he was gonna confront him on the air and crush this guy. It was fucking classic radio. I was pulled over on the side of the road with my mouth on my just sitting there listening to it.
Carlos Mencia, yeah. I like you a lot. I mean, not well, fag, but I'd like to have you. I mean, Joe is just the best. I love Joe, but I hated this guy. Spice, you knew I hated this interview.
Yeah, I set up the Carlos Mencia interview, and you were just not into it.
Right? But he didn't say one funny thing.
No, he didn't say one fucking funny thing.
That's part of his problem.
And, it's not funny.
So I will tell you this. I am very biased towards Joe, but I did ask about the heat between him and Rogan. But, man, this guy, it was like pulling teeth to get anything out of this guy.
Pointless. He's a fool.
I know, but I wanted to play it for you. Hold on. Now, Carlos, let me ask you. I know everybody in their brother, every hack-ass DJ, or even
sure.
They want to ask you about the Joe Rogan stuff. I got to ask you about that as well. You and Rogan, not the best of buddies, and Rogan's actually got in your face, I think, a couple times. Now, I've not heard his side of the story, just only what I've read. What's going on with that deal?
You know what? We were personal friends a long time ago, and some, you know, and some stuff went down, and you know, it's stuff that. You know what it is? It's stuff that a long
down.
Time ago...
Stuff went down.
You know what went down? I caught him stealing jokes, and I told him to stop doing that. I'm like, you're doing Dave Chappelle's jokes. You're doing this guy's jokes. He's like, no, man, I was doing that. Back in the day, I always did that bit. I'm like, no, I saw that on HBO.
We got similar experiences, stop. Man. Everybody has similar experiences.
And then I found out he wasn't really Mexican. He's really Honduran and German. His real name is Ned Holness. And I was like, what?
Ned Holness.
I'm like, you, what the fuck, for real?
I did not know that.
He's like, yeah, Mitzi decided to call me Carlos. Like, he would joke about it. And I was like, dude, don't you think that's kind of fucked up? You have a fake ethnicity.
See, that's funny.
Because
funny.
His step-parents were Mexican. So he likes to say he's Mexican. He was raised by Mexicans.
He should actually make that part of his gig, saying, you know what,
he's out of his fucking mind.
He should say, you know what, the bottom line is, I can't get any fucking run being Ned Holio, but he could. One more thing. He said he wished you would have hit him. Stand by. Did Rogan try to kick your ass? I mean, Rogan's very, you know, pretty much a stud. Now, see, Rogan, I never even met you, and I'm still saying that you're fucking thick.
I appreciate that.
Hold on. Did he try to kick your ass? I heard, I mean, it got physical, did it not?
It got a little physical. I was wishing that he punched me. I was counting the money in my head already.
Right.
In my head, I was like, he punched me, and in slow motion, I was falling down, and as I was falling, I was going... 3 million, 4 million, but he never punched me.
There, that's the.
Why would I hit him? I wouldn't have hit him.
Well, you should.
Why?
Yeah, but I mean, joke stealing isn't exactly an offense where you want to fight somebody.
Listen, I'm not into beating people up, man. I might do the commentary for the Ultimate Fighting Championship. I'm a nice person. I mean, the only thing I was trying to do is trying to get across the fact that what he's doing is absolutely totally wrong. He knows it. The reason why it happened in the first place is because he knows it. I mean, he called me onto the stage. There's some part of him that wanted that to happen. There's a part of him that wanted to get busted. He's been ripping people off for his entire career.
I mean, that's kind of his gimmick.
I didn't want to hit him. I mean, why? What's why? It's like beating up a retard.
How about the Cook guy, the Dane Cook guy?
You know, I never had a problem with him. I mean, there was a couple times where, I had seen
all
that
the
he
chicks
had done
go
other
crazy
material.
Over this guy. What is so fucking special about him?
I actually knew Dane from way back in the day, from back when he was in a comedy troupe called Al and the Monkeys. And he's always been a real super ambitious guy. And those guys that want to make it at any cost, you know. And look, you can learn a lot from Dane. A lot of comics learn a lot from him about like promotion and stuff like that.
Well, he can promote his ass off.
Yeah, he does more good than he does harm. You know, he's more of a fascinating little creature than Mencia is. Mencia is just a sad situation. It's like the retards need a king.
Craig. Everyone needs, unlike from people who rip you off, I'm just going to be honest with you. Can I use that one?
What?
The retards need a king?
Yes, sure.
I mean, I'm going to say, you know what, man, that's fucking genius.
Well, there's many of them. Yeah. If you read 100 people, how many of them are stupid? At least 30. Those motherfuckers need a hero, too. They need somebody.
Like
anybody,
they need
someone that speaks to them.
Like anybody that would think Sarah Palin is a good president
exactly.
is a retard.
And there's a lot of people out there who thought that.
That was spooky shit, man.
Frightening.
That was a real moment in time where I was like, fuck, we got to mobilize. We got to do something. They've got somebody that's really speaking to them now.
Me too.
So were you an Obama guy or are you a Ron Paul guy?
Ron Paul.
Okay,
oh,
sure.
Yeah, we're Ron Paul, too.
Look, I think what Obama does is he gives people hope. It's like wow, there's a black guy. He made it. Wait a minute. Maybe things are different. He's so smart. He's so educated. He's so eloquent. The way he speaks is so articulate. Like, maybe he's the guy. I mean, the people that are all go America, go this, and you know, support our country,
support our troops.
You don't even realize what it is. It's not what you think it is.
Man,
it's
you know
trip.
What? Joe Rogan didn't love America, man. He didn't love America, man. It's
I love what America's supposed to be.
He's a terrorist.
Exactly. The problem is, America.
I love the former America.
Rogan hates America.
What's that, George W?
Joe Rogan hates America. We gotta fight Joe Rogan here.
You know when I became a Bush fan? When he ducked those shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? All right, maybe he's not all bad.
And
maybe
he was smiling while he did.
He's just got some shitty friends.
Joe Rogan.
I fucked your country up so bad, and you still can't get me.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he had a smile. You want to throw you that shoe? Come on, throw me that shoe.
Joe Rogan.
I got you covered. But this is what we have to realize. This fucking system, our government, our country, has not been around that long. Look, there's five of us in this room. If we all live our lives, five of us on the radio here, if we all lived our lives to the fullest extent, that's 100 years. All of us together represent 500 years. That's way more than America's been around.
Right.
I mean, you know, come on. I was around in 1976, or in 1976. When they were doing the bicentennial.
Me too.
Remember the Spirit of 76?
Yeah. Huge.
That's 200 fucking years. That's nothing. That's two of us. That leaves three more of us to live out our lives. And what the fuck? There was nothing 500 years ago. It was just Indians. And it's a few settlers.
We fucked them.
And we said we'll be taking this land from you.
It's like what we think of as, you know, our system, what we think of as solid, what we think of as our structure is flimsy, and it hasn't been around that long. And if you look at every single empire throughout history, the Greeks, the Romans, the Egyptians, every one of them fell the fuck apart for the same reasons. This fucking shit's going down.
What's that about?
This guy knows too much.
You know what? This is my last death throes before I go to sleep. That's all this is.
But hey, what's going on?
You're like a genius.
That was my favorite cartoon of all time.
Joe, I gotta let you go, my friend. I know you're fucking. You need
talking
some...
stupid. I'm sitting here making it like I'm gonna change shit.
Go to sleep.
I'm a fucking cage fighting commentator and the Fear Factor guy, and I'm acting like I know what the fuck I'm talking about on the radio.
What's that, man?
Have you ever
see guys like me
cowball?
Are bad for the cause. All you have to do is play my clips, and anything that I said that's real, it's completely invalidated because the Fear Factor guy just said it. I'm bad for the cause.
He don't Fear Factor. He hates America.
You gonna make me eat worms after you call for anarchy,
man? Buddy, I don't know how often you make it to this area.
Very rarely, but I'll come by and visit you every time, I promise.
Or I'll, you know, let us have a way to get a hold of you, a cell phone or vice versa. Because
well, when Florida goes underwater, where are you guys going to go?
I got a safe home. My buddy's got.
Because your money, kid. I got to have
motherfucker. I got a couple more hurricanes. You bitches are going under.
I got to have some more Joe Rogan, ladies and gentlemen. I got to.
Definitely.
I mean, this motherfucker's gold. I got a whole new appreciation for this guy.
We haven't even started talking about jetpacks yet.
About jetpacks?
Yeah, where are our jetpacks?
Yeah, didn't they say by the year 2000 we'd have jetpacks and flying cars?
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Remember, in 1967 or 66, this first Super Bowl, when the Packers played Oakland or the Chiefs, one of the two, motherfuckers came in on jetpacks in 1966 for Super Bowl I. And they're like, jetpack? I mean, where the fuck are they?
It's the government. The government doesn't want you flying around. It's very difficult to collect taxes from people that can just fly to Mexico.
Where the fuck is my jet cam? Hey, you just George Jetson run out of gas. See you later, buddy.
There's too many retards who run out of gas and just fall from the sky.
Oh, yeah. You just can't pull over and get a fucking can of gas.
Yeah. That would be the number one cause of death for Americans. Spacing.
Joe, man, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you again, man.
And let's get this motherfucker on.
Yeah, JoeRogan.net.
Okay. JoeRogan.net. By the way, he has a great website.
Really does.
JoeRogan.net. Joe Rogan, thank you, buddy.
It's not safe for work, though.